Welcome, everybody, to this Board of Education meeting on February 18th, 20. I'd like to call this meeting order.
Mrs. Avalos.
Here.
Mr. Davis.
Here.
Mrs. DeGracias.
Here.
Mrs. Hickey.
Here.
Mr. Moore.
Here.
Dr. Thompson.
Here.
Ms. Williams.
Here.
All right. We'd like to recognize visitors and invite comments from the public. Is there anyone?
I don't think anyone signed up to speak. No one signed up, but.
Okay. All right. Next order of business is to, can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Ms. Williams.
Yes.
Dr. Thompson.
Yes.
Mr. Moore.
Yes.
Mrs. Hickey.
Yes.
Mrs. DeGracias.
Yes.
Mr. Davis.
Yes.
Ms. Avalos.
Yes.
Communications, are there any communications?
Not me.
No.
Okay, all right. There was a Freedom of Information Act request?
Yes, we received a request from NBC Chicago seeking information about written agreements in our contracts between District 90 and companies that provide content filtering and monitoring software. So we were able to respond to that in a timely manner.
Okay. Thank you for that. We have student presenters, Leah and Amelia. Presenting.
Welcome. We're glad to have you here. There's a microphone if you wish to use it, and if you project naturally, that's fine too.
Good evening, Dr. Condon and members of the board. Every year, the school puts on its annual musical. In all my years of being in CAD, it's been one of the ways for students to come together, whether it be on stage or off stage. Students in CAST always make their own community. However, before you can be in CAST, you must audition. Auditioning takes 3 days. First you will sing, then you will act, and finally you may or may not get picked to go to callbacks. You never know. On the first day of auditions, the judges will ask you to sing a couple measures from one of the songs in the musical. The second day, the judges will ask you to act out a part or scene from the musical. And the third day is callbacks. After waiting all night for this list on Schoology, it's posted. And if you do make it, you go to the next day, react your scene, react your song, cast list is posted, and done. So overall, meeting cast and crew for dance troupe is a big deal. Cast has to learn lines, sing songs, and dance. In the beginning of practicing in the play hours can vary from an hour or an hour and a half. Closer to showtime, the practice becomes longer and can range from 2 to 3.5 hours. I myself just came back from a 3-hour practice, so that was fun. practice is usually every day after school. However, depending on what part you have, you may not have to be there for all practices. Sometimes we practice on days we have off, like today. This only happens once or twice each play. Students with lead parts or big songs come in at lunch to improve technique. Students at Roosevelt work very hard in preparing for the musical. We cordially invite you to our production of Guys and Dolls this Thursday or Friday evening at 7 p.m. The other showtimes are sold out. Guys and Dolls, the musical, was created in 1950. It's about a gambler named Nathan Detroit who has a few options for his location of his big crap game. He has to pay a garage owner $1,000 in order to have their location. Nathan bets Sky Masterson that Sky cannot get Sarah Brown on a date. Despite some resistance, Sky negotiates a date with her in exchange for bringing people to her mission or church. Meanwhile, Nathan's longtime fiance, Adelaide, wishes him to marry her. We hope you come, and thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Leah Shulvin and I'm in 7th grade and I'm representing the dance troupe. So dance troupe is a group of dancers that come and perform in the play, but they are not in as many scenes as people in the cast. The part that the dance troupe people play in the play, they are the schoolgirls, hotbox girls, and they are dancers at Havana, Cuba. And in order to be in dance troupe, you have to audition. That's it. Anyone who auditions can get in, which is one of the reasons it's so different from CAST, because it's a place where everyone can feel safe and have a space to perform. Dance troupe is really important because it's an opportunity for dancers to perform, and it's the only one that the school offers other than like going to school dances and things like that. And it's a great way for kids to express themselves.
Well, you guys are real troopers for coming and presenting. We appreciate that. And going and practicing today on your day off when everybody else is home enjoying their day off. We appreciate that. Mimi, did Mom get the tickets? Do you know?
Yes.
I hope so. Oh, thanks. Thank you very much for presenting.
Nice job, girls.
There will be a black market online. It's already started. Like, does anyone have tickets for Sunday, please?
Extras.
Well, following the theme of our performing arts, this is where it all begins. These would be our Lincoln kindergartners performing at the Valentine's Day concert on Friday. Not a dry eye in the house, I promise.
No.
Remember
that
one
concert that was Karen Halter's last Valentine's concert at Lincoln. She's going to be retiring this spring. So again, not a dry eye in the place. There was one grandfather who came out who was a little choked up and he said, "How you doing?" He said, "Well, doing all right." He said, "But with that alphabet song, I knew it was ending soon."
Well, once again, thank you for coming out and presenting on the upcoming theater production. You're welcome to stay for the rest of the meeting, of course. It's only going to last another hour and a half or so. Yeah. Or maybe there's homework to do or practicing that you want to do. But thanks again. Really nice presentation.
Thank you.
All right. Can I have a motion to approve the consent agenda?
So moved. Second.
Mrs. Avalos.
Yes.
Mr. Davis.
Yes.
Mrs. DeGracias.
Yes.
Mrs. Hickey.
Yes.
Mr. Moore.
Yes.
Dr. Thompson.
Yes.
Ms. Williams.
Yes.
All right. Board committee, starting with the education committee.
Nothing.
Personnel.
I believe we have a report later on.
Policy.
Nothing to report this time.
Amazing. Finance, Cal?
Treasury report, accounts payable. I'm going to talk about some stuff that include costs as well.
So we did have an equity committee. The date is that here?
You had an equity committee meeting on January 29th, and there is a copy of that agenda in the packet. For board members, it's on page 69.
And so I think it's a well-attended committee meeting. I think we talked about the issues, the upcoming presentations of the National Equity Project, and kind of worked on a timeline of presentations over the year and ongoing professional development. Do you want to add to that? No.
Probably there's a community learning event coming that we are still planning. So more to come on that. We updated the committee on the Midwest District Network progress, which you guys will be hearing about as well.
Unless there's something you want to add. Facilities?
No report.
Communications?
Well, there's something coming today. The long-range facility plan is coming.
Oh, yes.
Sorry.
The long-range. I forgot about that. I don't know why that skipped my mind, but yes, there is a long draft of the long-range.
It's on your refrigerator.
Nothing important.
There is nothing to report for communication. I did.
Okay. The ad hoc gender inclusion committee has not met since our last report. Outside meetings, Council of Governments has nothing to report to. Community Council?
Yes, they met about 5 days ago, and it was an interesting meeting about what other high schools in the area are doing to provide curriculum around vocational training. So, for example, they talked about this program that OPRF has, that they take a busload of kids over to a cosmetology school in Hillside. And so by the time they graduate, or shortly after they graduate from high school, they actually have a license. They're licensed cosmetologists, and they can earn money while they're paying for college. So a lot of them have that in mind when they enroll in the program. So it's things like that, and they went into a lot of other examples of the stuff that they're trying to create or expand on. Freshmen will come in and be exposed to this and actually be able to have a plan if they want, in their high school career, to take advantage of some of that training that's available.
A lot of different career and dual credit opportunities coming out in high schools, giving kids